two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
White dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You know where I am right now, man?
Who are you, dog?
COVID-19, Bobby Lee, 2022, Wuhan, dog. What's up? From the streets of San Diego, Poway, California. What's up?
What's up?
The Titans are in the house, dog.
Are we going to keep our mask on the whole time, Rudy?
No, keep your mask off, dog. Yo, dog, be like Herman Cain, dog. Herman Cain, dude.
What are you going to do, Rudy? Are you going to keep it on?
I mean, I have immunity for like 4 months since I got COVID last month.
I know.
But I don't know about you.
You can't get it from that distance, dog.
Says who?
Since Fauci, bra.
You know how crazy it is how annoying you and Kalila were during the whole pandemic? You guys were so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
About fucking everything.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then now it's like, yeah, go do the podcast when you got COVID. It's insane.
Bro, I was working, bra.
What is this bullshit accent that you've got?
Sorry, I'm back.
All right, there it
is. I have COVID, man.
Tell everybody what's going on. Are we rolling yet or no? Yeah.
He was rolling, man. And we're going to keep all that in, dude. I'm super sick right now, man. I'm not myself.
How stupid is this that we're doing this episode while you're like this? But we waited all week.
Dude, first of all, number one, dude, let me talk to you, bro.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm right here.
Shaka.
Oh, are you a Shaka guy now because you bought a house in Hawaii?
Shaka, dude.
Does everybody know this? Have we talked about this, that you guys bought
Aloha.
A house in Hawaii?
Aloha.
How big is the house?
It's a condo, dog. Wakaliki, wakaliki.
What the fuck is this thing that you're doing right
now? I'm sorry, man.
Be you.
I'm sorry.
He was listening to Tupac and Eminem.
Oh, this is when you do your rap days. This is when you do
Sometimes
your rap days.
Sometimes I get influenced by the music I listen to, man.
All right, get it out of your system. Get it out of your system. Be the rap guy that you want to be. Go.
Sup? What's up? I'm gone. I'm good. That's enough.
So you're not going to be able to do it then?
No.
I thought for sure you would.
No. So what happened was I was doing Tiger Belly last week or whatever, and Gilbert, he comes in, right? He's like, he gives everyone COVID, me and Kalila. And dude, I was so sick, man. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I just don't even remember it. It was a fucking blur, bro.
Did you take monoclonal antibodies?
Well, Trump took it.
You know what you told me? Bobby called me for the fans at home. Bobby called me and said, I want to do the thing that Trump did. Oh, Bobby, just kick that camera.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh. Oopsie. Oopsie daisy. Oop. I'm sorry, dude. I haven't left the house in a week.
No, I know. But yeah, I know.
And I'm sick, so it's like, I'm just
happy that you're sick and we're together.
Yeah, I don't even
know. I think this is a great idea.
Take your mask off.
Absolutely fucking not. Fuck you.
What is your aggro fucking attitude right now, dude?
Because you got COVID and you're dancing around thinking, who cares? I know you're still going out and fucking around with COVID, aren't you?
No. I can't. Like, tonight, we were supposed to do the goddamn comedy jam.
I have to go.
Right? Did we not? I had to cancel that. I canceled all week. I had also had a show at the Improv tonight. Had to cancel that.
Yeah.
Right? I canceled all week, bro. So, no, I haven't been going out. Have I been going out?
No.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking believe her.
This is the fucking first time. Yo, dog. Dude, fuck.
How come you're just getting into hip hop now? So you're so late. It's so late. And you're getting into hip hop. Do you know Tyler the Creator just won another Grammy for Album of the Year?
It was great.
Have you heard that album?
No.
What's it called?
I don't know. I just said no, man.
Have you heard it?
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to, man? I don't like when you challenge me, man. You're not a good friend, dude. I'll tell you why. Because you were so free fiddly diddly. You were so fiddly diddly when the pandemic was up.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you're golfing. You're hanging out with your fucking white
golfing,
friends.
Golfing, you can be outside. You could golf.
You're
is okay.
Hanging out with your white friends, doing fantasy football bullshit at bars.
I don't do fantasy football.
Whatever, watching the game, whatever that game is. Right?
Outside. We watch it outside.
Whatever. You got it, right, dog?
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't subject you to it.
Dude, we have to put out a fucking podcast. This is our business. Right? So I'm going... And we have to get it done by tonight.
We're doing it.
So and how the fuck are we going to do it?
Fancy.
I didn't want to do it. I'm fucking sick.
I know, but you're doing a great job.
Oh, God.
Did you get a fever?
Yeah, man. I got the whole thing, dude. I got night shivers. I started sweating. Oh, my God. I had fucking dreams about...
Do you have fever dreams?
Yeah, I had a dream about Brad Pitt. And he was just like, I'm a big fan of your comedy. And I gave him a hug. And I just started following around this fucking party and stuff. And then I ran into Dove Davidoff. I knew it was him because he has cross eyes. He does. And I saw him from a party. I go, white guy looks like a fucking, you know, those pinheads?
Yeah.
From the fucking circus back in the day?
Yeah.
That's what Dove Davidoff looks like to me. And I go, what's up? And he said, what's up? And then that's it. That was a dream. I'm going to take my jacket off.
Are you on steroids? You're so fucking antsy. It's crazy.
No, I haven't been. What the fuck, man? Let's be real, dude. What's going on?
I'm just so upset that you have COVID.
I know. What is going on? I feel like you're criticizing everything I'm saying, every move I'm making.
Every move you make. Every step you take. Every single day. Every time I pray. Bobby, I am gay. I'm gay.
Gay.
I wanted to come out and tell you I'm gay.
You're gay.
Rudy, how's the house been with all these COVID patients? Dude, don't do that.
What's up?
Why are you coughing out? Just cough into your shirt if you're going to cough. This is such a bad idea to do this episode.
No, it's not. It's going great.
He's coughing out loud
everywhere. It's going great.
Whose mic is that? Doc's? That'll be good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Bobby, y'all got me sick again.
Yeah.
When he comes back, he's going to be sick. How's it been at the COVID ward house?
When I found out about it, I was kind of happy that they got it.
Yes.
Because
mm-hmm. I was a little happy too, because it's what you'd get for talking shit to everyone else, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? Air high five.
But Tito Bobby has been really dramatic.
Oh, no shit.
In what way? You fucking ungrateful bitch.
Don't. We're not doing that today.
You ungrateful bitch. In what way?
Come on.
That I just have to do everything because he keeps... making excuses that he's so sick, he can't move, he can't do anything. Yeah. I have to do all of it.
That's right.
So listen.
Yeah.
I want to tell you how happy I am that you've graduated to like a car guy now. Do you want to tell everybody what you did this week and what I helped you do? Come on.
So here's the deal. I have never had a nice car, ever.
Correct.
Right? I've always had Priuses. Ask anyone at the comedy store. Parking lot guys. For the last 30 years, I've just, the hood is off, the window's broken. They're always worth about $5,000, $10,000 maybe.
Max,
right? And I liked it. I smoked in it. I shit in my car. Like literally shit.
Yeah.
Right? I pee. I put burritos all over the place. Pepperonis. all kinds of stuff. And I always just used a car just to transport me from one place to another. You know how cars do.
Sure.
They transport you.
Yeah, right? The minimal. You just want here to here. It doesn't, right. Everything else doesn't matter.
But I quit smoking, and I look at your fancy cars, and I went, man, I should give myself a nice thing. So I bought it. I bought an Audi Sportsback A5 standard, but I matted it.
We got it matted.
Black matted and tinted the windows. It looks pretty dope.
It looks
real nice.
So sexy.
Sexy.
And now do you feel a little bit more special?
Do I look, like when I was driving today, pretty fucking special?
Yeah, a lot of people were looking at the car.
They look at it.
Yeah. Well, she got coffee and I stood outside my car and leaned against it like James Dean.
Oh, wow.
James Dean does. And I crossed my legs like this.
So you lean and cross your legs like a cool
and
guy?
I pretended I had a cigarette.
I was gonna say, can we get you candy cigarettes? Maybe. You
Yeah. And I was and this kid from T-Mobile came up and he goes,
"That's still around, huh?"
I don't know what even what T-Mobile is. Is that it's like Pep Boys? Do they?
It's a cell phone.
Service. Oh, it is. Oh, I have no
the
idea.
The only person that we know that has it is Eric Griffin.
Yeah. See, is, are you being real?
Yeah, and that's just because Cricket went out of business.
Shut up, Tito.
Yeah. So then I asked you who you know that could mat it, and you said,
I said,
this
I got,
guy.
I got the guy.
And he's amazing.
He's incredible.
He really is amazing. His place, the place looks really nice. I mean, if you look around, there's like old like Rolls Royces he's fixing up and Porsches. And
so that's
nice.
That I got him from Tommy Segura. Segura gave me his information because he's done all his cars for him.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, anything you need, this guy can do literally anything.
Yeah, yeah.
He's hand rebuilt cars. They'll rebuild them from nothing.
Yeah, he's my guy for life.
Isn't that wild to think that so we have no skill like that? We have zero skills outside of being funny.
I have more skills outside of being funny.
Name any fucking skill you have outside of funny. Go.
I can tell you the difference between good sunflower seeds and bad sunflower seeds. I'll tell you that.
How
right
do you
now.
Know? What's the giveaway?
It's the crispness of the shell, uh-huh, right? Uh-huh. What the nut tastes like. You know what I mean? Sometimes the nut is chewy. That's not good. It's stale.
You like hard nuts.
I've had if you're real gonna, if Bobby human Lee's nuts gonna in put... my mouth, so I know nuts more than you do.
What does a ball taste like? If you put a man's testicle in your mouth?
It's like a dried squid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they take a dried squid, dip it in water.
Right.
Kind of like that texture.
Don't look at her. You better not know what balls in your mouth taste like.
You know what
like
happened now. To her? She was on a date.
When?
Last week. Just let me finish. She went on a date. I'm not going to say his name. He's cute. None of the guys that she hangs out with that she dates, right?
What does that mean? Why'd you do this?
Because dating to me implies that he's trying to woo her and court her and go to movies and dinners. There's a couple of dudes she dates. That's not that.
And what does that mean, Rudy? Explain it.
That we just... Fuck.
I don't like
it. I don't like it either. It's so disgusting.
As your Tito, okay? As Papa Santino, I just... We're not going to talk about it anymore. Just tell me you're being safe.
Yes.
Okay. That's I'm all safe. I want to know.
You never raw dog.
No.
Okay. I try to say it so nice. Yeah. I was like, are you being responsible? He's like, do you ever get fucking smashed out raw dick?
Okay.
You get raw dick down?
But none of these guys knows who she lives with, what she does, any of it.
Some of them have to know.
No, they don't.
You're saying not one guy you've been on a date with knows that you're on the show?
No.
But, so this is the fun
part.
How
do you meet them?
Online.
There's no fucking way. They don't look at your Instagram?
I have another Instagram.
So she has two, right? Her regular one, which has no followers.
And a bad friend
and
Rudy.
And the bad friend Rudy has 100,000, but she doesn't tell people about that. She's ashamed of it.
Are you really ashamed of the show?
I just don't want them to know because I don't know. It's weird.
I thought you were like proud of this thing that we built.
I am. I just don't want them to know immediately about it.
That's shame. She's ashamed of mom and dad.
She is.
All right, go ahead. So anyway, what?
So this kid doesn't know, have any, so they're at In-N-Out, right?
Chick-fil-A.
And,
So good.
So good.
What sauces do you get? Let me guess, Polynesian? Do you get the Chick-fil-A sauce? And
yeah.
What else?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Fucking snooze fest. So they're at Chick-fil-A.
So a guy that worked there went apeshit when he saw her. Rudy! Right?
Oh, Rudy.
Can I take a photo? Please take a photo. Right? And then so she takes a photo with him, right?
Yeah.
And this kid who has no idea is like, are you famous?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
I just said kinda, but then...
That's true. You are kinda famous.
Kinda.
Yeah. 100,000 followers is a lot.
Yeah, but yeah, he got really shocked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then
but now she has the power.
Ooh, yeah.
Right. Now it's like, Chick-fil-A, no, take me to fucking Maestro's.
Yeah, Maestro's. Take me to Maestro's.
I don't think he has a lot of money.
Not your fucking problem.
Yeah.
You're famous now. Say, put it on the card, bitch. Put it on a credit card.
Yeah.
When he says, listen, I only have, you know, $45 to spend on dinner, you're like, not my problem. Get the credit card out.
Yeah.
And let's go to fucking Maestro's.
Does he pay for the Chick-fil-A?
No, we have.
Fuck that.
Oh, my God. You can't even play the full Chick-fil-A?
I want to pay half.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No?
Yeah. First of all, no.
No, you don't.
I want to say this, too.
Yeah.
I keep telling you. Have I not told you this, right? You have a power.
Yeah.
All right? And guy, I remember being 19, 20 years old, right?
Yeah.
And just like whatever a girl wanted, you know, run 30 miles that way and pick up a piece of rock and bring it back to me.
You got it.
I got it.
How big is the rock?
Yeah. It doesn't. It could be a boulder.
I'll bring it.
I'll die.
I'll break my back.
Yeah. They'll find my skeletal body with a boulder on top of my body.
But also, this guy is only paying half. But if you start boinking this guy, he then has to pay for sure.
Yeah.
That's the definite rule.
From now on.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Like when you guys watch movies together at the theater, does he go half-half?
He pays for the movies.
What does he do? What does he? Can we not say what he does to make money?
No, he's in college.
Oh, so he doesn't have any money.
They're in class together.
Yeah.
Would you ever pay for the whole bill? Would you ever go, let me get this?
Maybe if I invited him to a date, not him.
Right, but have you ever invited a guy on a? Have you ever asked a guy on a date?
No.
No, so it's never going to happen.
No.
This is the thing, though. From now on, you have to know as a woman, you. It's very noble of you to pay half. You don't have to.
But I feel guilty, though.
Why? For what?
I don't know, because it should be equal.
The reason why there's men's cologne, the reason why there's fancy cars, the reason why there's like nice jeans, guys don't want to do any of it.
Here it is. The reason why there's anything
yeah,
is because of vagina.
A vagina.
That's the only
why
reason,
there's buildings.
That's why there's anything.
Yeah. A skyscraper, vagina.
This desk.
This, corporations, vagina.
This guy that built this for us, he started building stuff to get vagina.
Vagina is the everything. It's better than crack.
It's everything.
Heroin.
Everything.
Opiates all together.
Everything.
It's better.
Vagina is like all your worst and favorite things rolled into one. It's like, vagina is like, it's like riding Tatsu when you're feeling just the most elated and free and in love.
When you can't get vagina, you start shooting things.
Yeah, you have to.
God is vagina.
God is vagina.
When they say Jesus and the Lord in the Bible, they're talking about vagina.
They are.
Yeah.
God is vagina. Jesus is the clit.
Yes. The Holy Ghost is the butthole. Right?
So you have the power. Look, I think it's noble of you to pay. I agree. But if you don't want to, here's my thing. If you're hooking up with a guy, he has to pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
If a girl is willing to put a penis in her mouth, the guy should pay. I think that's the rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because who wants a penis in their mouth? It's so weird and gross.
Also, I've never, be honest with me.
Go for it.
Before you were married, when you were single, Andrew, which is a scary thought. Very scary thought to me.
Okay.
It's like a fucking wild animal on the fucking, in its land, hunting down prey.
Okay.
Anyway, that's who you are. You're a fucking alpha. You know what I mean? And I'm the gazelle. Broken leg.
I'm the predator, and you're the prey.
I am a prey.
And sometimes the prey gets a little bit of scraps. Thank you.
That's definitely me.
Yeah.
But, right, I have never gone halves with a woman. On a date, I've always paid.
Never once.
Never once.
Although I will say, I almost made a girl pay.
Me too. I have a clause too. Go ahead.
I was so, here's how I was. So I went on a blind date. I think I literally talked about this the other day. I went on a blind date. I took a bus from Culver City to West Hollywood. I didn't know West Hollywood. I knew it was a gay neighborhood, but I didn't know
Yeah.
I was new to Hollywood. And this girl was like a hookup, a blind date through a friend. And she suggested one of those places on Santa Monica. Like, you know, the Rusty Manhole or, what was it? What's it called? Trunks or one of those. But this was the Mexican one. It was the Mexican themed gay bar. Right? And I didn't know.
What's it called?
Well, Fancy's got to know. What's it called, Chance? What's the Mexican gay bar?
Black Bean.
The Black Bean. And I got to tell you, I went there. I'm super comfortable and open with my sexuality. I don't give a fuck about any of that shit. But in the middle of the date, she's getting wasted. Dude, it's like 2 p.m.
Right.
And the guy comes over. He's like, somebody's ready to party. And she's like, more drinks. And he's like, okay, next round's on me, but you guys got to do body shots. And I was like, no, I'm okay. I didn't want to drink anyway.
Right.
And she...
Was she hot?
She was very good looking.
Yeah.
And she kept being like, come on, do it. Don't be so annoying.
Well, that didn't turn you on?
to do body shots off of a guy?
No, off a guy.
The server was saying, "I'll buy the round. You have to suck it off my fucking chest."
Oh, I thought you were gonna. I thought they were. Oh, my bad. I thought the liquor was gonna be on her.
That would have been fine.
All right. I didn't know.
This guy was like, "I'll take care of the round. You got a body shot." And of course, she did one.
Mm-hmm.
She's already blacked out. It's 2:30 in the fucking afternoon. I should have known this girl was a fucking psycho. And she sucks liquor off this guy, this beautiful black man's abs. You know, the liquor got in the crevasse of his abs at like, in it like a little, like the LA River. Like, you know, when it gets a little bit of water?
Yeah,
in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it like made its way down the channel. And she's slurping all of it.
Oh, my God.
She's like, "Now you, don't be fucking annoying."
Yeah.
And I did.
Really?
And I did. Yeah, and I did a body shot off this guy.
Yeah. Were you laughing? You must have been laughing.
Did it feel good?
For me or him?
For you.
You're just sucking off of a guy.
But he has abs.
It was on his abs and his belly button. I licked his belly button too.
Yeah.
And then she made nothing of it. So I went to great lengths and she was like, "Cool." And I was like, "Cool. I better get some fucking head. I just sucked that black guy's beautiful fucking abs."
Yeah.
And she fucked me off. She was like, not paying attention, didn't give a fuck. I thought, if I do this, I'm in with this girl. She didn't care. And then she was like, "What are you doing tonight?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't know. What are you doing?" She's like, "I have plans. Maybe we can meet up later." And I was like, she's fucking me off. She just used me to get drunk and get lunch. So in my mind, I thought, should I ask her to pay half? I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. And I still paid for her.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If her there
name,
was a
her
male,
name,
if...
I remember her name was Margot Robbie. I don't know what she's up to, but I think she's...
If there was a male comic that you had to suck liquor off their body, which one would it be?
Jamar Neighbors. Probably the most sexy, in-shape black dude.
Yeah. Probably Jamar Neighbors.
Jamar Neighbors. I mean, like, he's...
Not Eric Griffin?
How could it stay on?
What?
Where is
he's gonna, got it's deep gonna... pockets.
Oh.
Right? It'd be like a fucking... A river. Like a lake.
Oh, it'd be like a little lake in a
he'd
valley.
He'd have a bunch of big lakes.
Oh.
You're right? Fat pockets of lakes. But
no, who would you suck it off? Who would you do a body shot?
Desmond Leck, probably.
Because you think he's sexy.
No.
Does he know you have a little bit of a physical crush on him?
I don't have a physical crush on him.
You've told me before that you think he's hot. You've said this off camera like
I think
five
I've told
times.
Him that.
All right, so you do have kind of a crush on him, like a man crush.
Yeah.
Like you do find him attractive. And if, let's say, no one's in the main room, the door closes, and he's like, "I'm thinking about having you suck me, Bobby." What are you going to do?
No.
He's stronger than you, bud.
He's got like no upper body strength.
That's not true. You're totally wrong.
No, he doesn't. He's like Ken Jeong. Like, I'll break every, from the waist up, I'll break every bone in his body.
Do you think we can set up a match between you and Ken Jeong to box or wrestle or something?
I would fucking destroy him.
Well, let's fucking do it then.
He won't do it.
Why not?
That's just not his brand.
What's his brand? What's your brand?
My brand is anything goes.
What's her brand?
Anything goes.
What's my brand?
Anything goes.
What's Fancy's brand?
Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong.
DoorDash!
Hey, man, did you forget that one thing in the store? Now you can get snacks and drinks, household essentials in 30 minutes with DoorDash.
DoorDash is my favorite delivery service because they have the best options. I feel like they're quicker.
Well, let's be honest. It's the only one that we use, all right? So,
it's the only one I know.
Well, yeah, I don't know any
other. Yeah. Did you forget one thing at the store?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just talked about it, right?
I did.
But dinner, check.
Yeah.
Deodorant, check. Morning pick-me-up from Dunkin', check.
Mm.
Get everything you need whenever you need it with DoorDash.
DoorDash connects you with the restaurants you love right now and right to your door. Right now you can get the grocery essentials you need with DoorDash. Get drinks, snacks, and other household items delivered in under an hour.
It's easy.
Is it?
You open up the DoorDash app, choose what you want from what you want, and your items will be left safely outside your door with the contactless delivery drop-off setting.
You know they got over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia. You can support your neighborhood go-tos. Or you can get those national chain restaurants like Chick-fil-A, like the Rudy Jules loves, and Chipotle, etc. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off. That's a ton. Zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more. Download the DoorDash app and enter the code BADFRIENDS2022.
That's right. 25% off. Up to $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code BADFRIENDS2022.
Don't forget, that's code BADFRIENDS2022 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply.
Headspace. Bro.
Yeah?
I have a very difficult time relaxing, man.
Well, I have so much anxiety and stress, and you know that's overwhelming, and the fatigue that comes along with it, it's eroding my mental health.
Yeah, yeah, but Headspace, what it does for me is it's like I like listening to relaxing, you know what I mean, their meditation music.
Oof.
I also like their soundscapes and stuff, like rain falling and stuff.
I love rain.
Yeah, I like the interface of their app, right?
The app is easy to use.
Yes.
And it's, by the way, Headspace is scientifically proven to help you manage your feelings and your mental health. In fact, a study that they had recently, it proved that in 2 weeks, Headspace can reduce your stress by up to 14%. That's pretty impressive because I got a lot of stress. And by the way, I haven't been pooping as much. I'm going to be real with you.
I love it.
From all my stress and Headspace stuff. Headspace is the way to get a clearer mind.
Whether you want, Andrew, to relieve stress, anxiety, sleep better, or improve your focus, Headspace is your everyday dose of mindfulness for real life.
You can do. You can go check out their mini meditations. They got trials. They have all sorts of stuff on their app to try to get you in a better headspace. You like that?
I love it.
However you're feeling, you can try Headspace at headspace.com/badfriends and get 1 month for free of their entire mindfulness library, some of it that Bobby talked about before.
This is the best Headspace offer available, so go to headspace.com/badfriends today.
That's right. That's headspace.com/badfriends.
But your skin is frail.
I have shitty skin.
Yeah, when we saw you at Magic Mountain, we were so concerned for you and your sister.
I put on sunscreen three times.
We thought you guys were going to just burst into fucking fire.
I put on, don't you know,
oh my God, there's Ghost Rider. I mean, that's literally how I thought you were going to burst into flames.
I put on sunscreen multiple times.
Your
I was very safe
really
about it.
Skin is really different.
It is different.
It's weak.
Weird.
It's weak, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What's weak about my skin?
It just looks like not suitable skin for outside temperatures.
Don't talk about my fucking skin, pal.
Yeah, yeah. What about my skin?
Yours is, honestly?
Yeah.
It's so multicolored, too.
It's the best.
Because there's parts that are red, there's parts that are yellow, there's parts that are white.
Yeah.
Let me see your palms.
What's a palm?
Inside of your hand.
Oh.
See, that looks like a white guy's hand.
Thank you.
That's
I purposely did that. Yeah, so when I'm wave, right? Mm-hmm. If they don't see my face and they wave, they think I'm a white guy.
I have our next adventure, by the way. I know we did Six Flags already. We're going to a NASCAR. So check this out. I got an email from a buddy who was like, we've got the hookup VIP for you guys.
I already did that, though.
Not with her.
What's that?
NASCAR. Do you know what that is? Oh, my God. So it's
that guy Bush. What's his name?
Kyle Busch.
His last name is Bush.
Yeah, Kyle Busch.
He put me in a car once.
Did you drive it?
No, I went to a NASCAR racing event. And before his run, I did a run with him.
Wait, I think it's Kyle Busch, right?
It's one of the Bushes.
Kyle Busch, yeah. He's an American professional. So what they do is a NASCAR is, well, it's just a car, but they go around in a big circle, super, super fucking fast. But all the party happens on the infield. That's where you have drinks and food and...
Let's do it.
Because I can get, they literally were like, they want to give us free tickets and all that stuff.
Let's go.
You down? Do you like fast cars?
A lot of Trump supporters.
Huh?
A lot of Trump supporters.
You mean righteous Americans?
Let's just look. That's it. I just want that to sit.
I bought a house in Mar-a-Lago, by the way.
Did you really?
Yeah. No. Oh. Did you see that clip of Trump, by the way? It was so funny. There are these guys called Gays for Trump. There's an organization called Gays for Trump.
Uh-huh.
And they go, Mr. Trump over here. He's at Mar-a-Lago. He's like doing a speech. And they're like, it's Gays for Trump. And he goes, where? Who? Where? And then he points. And one of the guys goes, right over here. And he goes, you? You don't look gay.
No.
And the guy goes, we are. And he goes, yeah, well, I'll take it. It was awesome.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
The gays for Trump, baby.
Yeah, that I know one.
But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a NASCAR. You're going to really enjoy it.
Is it scary?
No, like, you don't do. No,
you don't have to drive.
No.
But you said it's so fast.
Yeah, but you're nowhere near the cars. They just go in a big.
Oh, you're not getting in the car?
We can get you in one of the cars.
No, it's fine.
In fact, you know what? We should take her to a place where she can get into a car.
Yeah, I want to do one of those, like a bumper ride kind of a thing.
No.
Oh.
You know where we should go?
What?
Down to Porsche has a track, and you can actually like drive in a Porsche with a professional driver. Would you do that? Around a track? Would you do that, Bob?
Yeah. I've done stuff like that.
Yeah, but this is like not just a circle. This is going to be like...
I'm just saying I've done stuff like it.
All right, you're the best.
I hate when you do that.
You're the best. You've done it all.
No, I've done a lot. I've never skydived.
Skydove? Or David?
David.
Skydived.
Yeah.
Should we go bad friends skydiving?
No.
That I'll never do.
Why? Why are you guys all shaking your fucking head? Why wouldn't we go skydiving? What's wrong with that?
It's too scary. It's too much.
The chances
it's the sky.
What are the chances of dying skydiving? What are the odds?
Yeah. Give me the odds.
Let's see.
I'll play by the odds.
What are the odds of dying while skydiving? Let's see this. According to the most recent data gathered by the United States Parachute Association, there's some bias. Of the 3.3 million skydives that are completed, there were 15 skydiving fatalities. Based on this data, that is 0.00045% chance of dying on a skydive. The statistics for dying on a tandem skydive are even less. So if you go with a coach, 0.0045%.
Okay, what are the chances of dying just regular, just living your life?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
100. You have 100% chance of dying.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you're going to die. 100%. There's literally
no, like right now.
What are the chances Bobby Lee dies right now? According to the census of Asian American comedians, so the AAC,
yeah.
Bobby Lee has a 0.025% chance of dying. So that's a 2.5% chance. Or no.
All right, so let's skydive.
So it's worth it.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go. You're going.
You're
going
to go.
But you go tandem. You go with a coach. You go with a guy that's done it. Trained professional.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not scared.
I mean, it would be so scary, but I'll do it.
How fun.
It'll be fun.
Fancy, you got to do it. You got to do it, Fancy. I'm serious.
I have to catch you guys landing.
Oh, he wants to film
it. Oh, he
has
to film it.
No,
needs to be part of it.
You need to be part of it because Pete can film because Pete probably can't go up.
Yeah. He's too big. Plane. He'll fall right to the floor.
The plane's like this.
Yeah, we'll go in a circle. Listen.
We take off and we just keep going like this.
Yeah, Pete, you got to get off the fuck. We got to stand in the middle of the fucking plane, Pete. But before we do that, right, we have to do Superman's Revenge.
No.
Yeah, we got to go back.
Yeah. We got to do Superman's Revenge, and then we'll do skydiving.
And I think this year we really should amp it up and go to, like, not scary farms when we get to Halloween. I think we should go to Knott's Berry Farm. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, but I've never been there.
I think we need to go.
Do they have rides there?
Yes.
But scary ones?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, not like Six Flags, I don't think.
Yeah, but who goes there?
Little kids and families and us.
Oh, really?
Well, we're family.
That's true.
Is this not our family?
That's true.
Don't you feel like as we've grown, this is more... Like when I called you the other day and to check in on you like I did every fucking day... Tell the audience that I really have been a good friend and checking on you every day.
Yeah. You're not been the best guy to check in, but...
Who's checked in? Who's checked in of your friends? Who's checked in on you?
Dominic Monaghan.
Dominic Monaghan, the actor?
Yeah.
How many times did he call you?
Every day.
Did he say he was going to bring you stuff?
Yeah.
Did he bring you stuff?
No.
No.
Did you?
I asked you, would you like anything? You said no.
He offered Legos.
I offered food. I said, Bobby, can I bring you anything?
Yeah.
And I said, I'll go get you. I'll get you steak from fucking Mastro's. I'll get you whatever you want. Can I get you anything? And you said, no,
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, but for a hobbit that I barely know to do it, he has to travel from Middle Earth. I don't know where he lives with Pippin, but.
Well, he's got to get on one of those big, what are those things that they ride, too?
Those elephants.
How is he?
Elephants.
Can he just, does he call it, and it comes running to him?
Yeah.
Is it on standby?
I don't know. But, you know how he travels?
How?
Those large eagles. You know what I mean?
What?
Those large eagles. Remember when?
Yes.
Remember when, you know what I mean, Frodo and Samwise Gamgee, that you thought they were going to die, but then Gandalf, I don't know the wizard, though.
Who swooped in?
Because what happens is Gandalf has to take a moth.
Yeah.
And whisper it. Right?
Ooh, I like that.
And then the moth has to fly out. You've never seen those. You have to watch those movies.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Well, we haven't talked about the slap, have we?
No, but we've talked about it. It's been ad nauseum. I talked about it so much already. It's like, you know what? I think Will Smith was in the right.
After a week, that's the conclusion.
Yeah, because I'm so tired of it. Now I'm like,
it's just because just real quick comment on it is that there's this guy, James O'Brien, who has a radio show in England. It's a call-in show. And a lot of people from England that called in especially were on Will Smith's side.
No way.
Yeah.
Saying what? Citing what? There's literally
it was guys calling in, my wife has the same disease.
So?
Right?
It's not a disease, by the way.
Alopecia?
Yeah, it's like a condition.
A condition. Has the same condition.
You don't die. Nobody dies.
I understand
from
that.
It.
But women, right, care so much about, you know what I mean, how they look and their hair. And it becomes a very self-conscious thing, right?
Okay.
They look in the mirror and they, you know, when clumps of hair are coming out of your head. Imagine. I mean, I can only imagine Kalila, my girlfriend, walking in the bathroom and her holding a chunk of hair and crying and going, oh my God, it looks so ugly, or whatever people go through,
but
right?
But you still wouldn't use violence if somebody made a joke about it.
Because I physically can't.
No, because you know better. That's a psychotic move, what he did. That's crazy person shit. That's Scientology being like, you are King Richard. Become King Richard. He's right. A fucking psychopath. And during his fucking acceptance speech, the nutbag was like, love makes you do crazy things. Like, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
You fucking nightmare of a human being.
I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just saying what people's point of view is.
But people are dumb. I don't listen to people because they don't know what the fuck. Most people are fucking morons.
It was assault.
Yeah.
Straight. And also on
you
top of it,
you can't just
it's
smack
like,
a dude in the face.
You're a performer.
Yeah.
Will. You should just, that's like the biggest no-no. When somebody's performing,
yeah,
especially when you're a performer, to bombard a stage like that is just so fucking.
If Will yelled out from his seat, shut the fuck up, and got serious, I would still have respected that. Because I was like, oh man, he's got something going on. He was upset about the joke, and the joke wasn't good and nice and blah, blah, blah. People would have gotten over it. But the fact that he walked up there and physically did something, you're like, just yell in your seat, go shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Or afterwards, grab his arm because you know him and go, can I talk to you? Talk to him backstage. Go, don't ever do that shit ever again. And I need to tell you,
or
that message would have been stronger because now Rock is on tour and I bet he's lighting his ass up.
He is.
Yeah, well, that's what he's going to get now. And now,
or,
Will has to fucking disappear.
Or he walks up on stage,
Will's
grabs
go to
a mic.
Xenu's,
right?
Xenu's spaceship or whatever the fuck.
He grabs a mic, and he does a joke back, or he...
He starts rhyming. Parents just don't understand. He starts doing old
no,
rap.
Or he basically says, listen, you know what I mean? My wife has alopecia, and she's very self-conscious about it, and I just think that was, you know, not cool. And just walk off stage.
Yeah, and that would have been even more awkward.
Okay.
it just has no way to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He should have broke out into a song from Wild Wild West, and that would have been, I think everybody would have forgiven him. Somebody said to me the other day, though, and Fancy will probably go in and out on this. Someone goes, Will Smith is the most respected, like, actor who's transcended race and class. And, like, yeah. Dude, everybody loves him. Of every color, everywhere you come from.
Yeah.
But he's not that good of an actor. And I was like, well... And I literally couldn't think of one movie where I was like, wow, he was so good and that movie was so good.
He was good in King Richard.
You didn't even see it. You didn't even see it. That's how I know you're a fucking liar. You didn't even see it.
He
you
won
know,
an award.
Nobody saw it.
He won an Oscar.
Nobody saw it.
The clip
there.
That they showed where he was like, you know.
Oh, he was crying a
yeah,
little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good scene.
Who the fuck cares? Name one movie he made that you go, he was a great actor and the movie was great.
Oh, 6 Degrees of Separation.
Not a real thing.
7 Degrees. What's the movie called?
6 Degrees of Separation.
6 Degrees of Separation. Did you see it, though?
Yeah.
What is it about?
Well, it was 20 years ago. I forgot. But,
okay, so he's been...
But he was... I remember watching it going... Because I remember him being in Fresh Prince and him transitioning into movies and going, this is not going to work, right? But what... It's like, you know, what's his name in The Lighthouse? Batman.
Yeah.
One of those movies where you go... Oh, this kid has got skills.
Okay, so my point is, Fancy can attest to this. He's never made a movie where he was a great actor and it was great.
I just said there was one, but anyway.
And Pursuit 20... of Happiness, he was pretty good.
Pursuit of Happiness was fine. The movie was fine.
Yeah, Bad Boys.
But these are action movies.
Are you better than him?
As an actor?
Yeah.
You better believe it. You better believe it. You better believe it. You better believe it because I believe it.
But you're not.
No, he's awesome. I think he's incredible.
Yeah,
I loved Will Smith.
Yeah.
I've always loved him.
Yeah.
Bad Boys was amazing. I think Men in Black was incredible. I'm just saying, he was never a great actor. He's just a lovable, awesome dude.
Yeah, he was a great actor. And
in what?
Two,
you named a movie 20 fucking years ago.
He's very charismatic. He was like a Tom Cruise type.
Correct, charismatic. Tom Cruise actually is a great actor. I'm sorry, but he is.
Yeah, but he wanted to get his roles. You know?
Can't, because Tom Cruise is a better actor.
But here's my argument, though, dude.
And little white guy, huge buff black guy. Big difference.
I hate it when people go, Keanu Reeves isn't a good actor. He's a great actor.
Okay.
He is.
He is awesome to watch.
He's amazing. I believe him in every movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Because he's playing.
No, it doesn't matter, right? It's like
Point Break.
I know what it's like. I know what it's like.
What's
right?
the through line of Point Break, of Bill and Ted, of John Wick? What's the through line?
He was good in Glass House with Sandra Bullock.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Movie tanked, but yeah.
He was another movie called, it was a Simple Plan or one of those kind of movies.
Simple
where he
Plan.
Played, was that that?
Yeah.
Where he played a really bad guy.
Yep.
Yeah, he was amazing in that.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
But I didn't
I'm just
say
saying,
he's not.
Right, that anyone, right, that can hold an audience, right, that can lead a movie and have years of a career. I mean, Keanu, Will are both examples of that, right? They're great actors, great leading men, and I believe everything they do. And I will always, maybe not Will now, but I will always buy a ticket to watch Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, me too. But I
he's
love,
amazing.
But I love him.
Great actor.
And I'll still support Will Smith, by the way. I don't give a shit, dude. You know I'm down for violence. Yeah.
You know I'm right, and just tell me I won that argument.
He's not a good actor, and Fancy can attest that he's not.
You know, you really fucking are going to offend me because I have COVID, and I know what you're trying to do.
What am I trying to do?
You're trying to provoke my fucking COVID.
I want to get your heartbeat up so you get a heart attack.
Right. I'm going to cough in your face.
Imagine how hard I'll punch you if you do. Imagine. Think about it right now.
Right.
I'll punch you so fucking hard the mat will come off of your car. The mat finish. It'll be fucking.
All right. Yeah. Let's not do that. I like that, Matt. Anyway.
Who's your favorite actor, Rudy Jules?
I'm not good with movies. Don't ask me that.
I said your favorite actor, just a person that you like.
It's funny because the other day we watched, she'd never seen Truman Show.
Oh, my God.
So like 45 minutes into the thing, I go, do you know what's about? She goes, I don't know what's going on.
I was confused.
Did you figure it out at some point?
Yeah,
I had to tell her.
No, I said that.
I had to tell you. I had to fucking tell you. No. I said, you know what's going on? She goes, I don't know what's going on.
I said, oh, he's in the show. And then after like 10 minutes, you said, yes, it's in the show. The movie.
No, but I know. But you didn't know. You go, who is he? What's going on?
Yeah, I didn't know.
You knew
know.
That it was a show, yeah. But you didn't know that he didn't know that he was on a show.
That's yeah, right. I didn't know he was born and I didn't know what's happening.
Ed Harris, by the way.
Dude.
Ed Harris is so good in that movie.
I know.
It's like annoying where you're like, this guy is so believable as this sociopath who's puppeteering human beings.
Yeah.
But you still like him.
Yeah.
How crazy. How crazy that he's love. Okay. Now there's a great actor.
That's a good actor.
Ed Harris is a fucking superstar actor.
I can't watch him.
Why? Because he's pale?
Because of two moments.
Oh, no. What are they?
Number one moment, right? If you watch, he did a movie called History of Violence.
Love.
Okay. If you watch the press conference of History of Violence, he does a panel with of the other actors. He does something where they had to shut everything down and they had to end the fucking press conference.
Well, here at this panel, sitting next to me.
He seems fine.
Actor and director, Mr. Ed Harris.
Love that dude.
Yeah.
Ed? Hmm? You wanted to add anything?
Watch.
Not particularly.
Oh, yeah, you did do one. That's right.
I'd like that. No, because... What is that? You know? What is it? What is violence? What is it? You know, that's what the movie's about.
Absolutely love that. he's making an example of what violence is. He shocked the room. That's what the movie was about. I absolutely love that clip. I see nothing wrong with that guy. Did you see anything wrong with that, Rudy?
Yeah, that was scary.
That was fucking scary, dude.
The guy said the movie is called The History of Violence.
Yeah.
He just showed what violence can do.
Yeah, but the problem is...
And he didn't do it to anybody else, Will Smith. He didn't smack anybody.
Is that the lesson?
That's the lesson. Fuck. If you want to be a crazy actor, display it.
Yeah,
don't hurt other people.
Yeah.
On it.
You know, Joe told me, right, about On It, and I've been taking it, and I think it's right.
Is it working?
I think it's working.
It's clearing out your brain. You know those times when you're so into what you're doing, you can't think about anything else? If you have a mind that kind of gets clogged and misdirected all the time, psychologists have called that feeling of being in the zone of a flow state when you're feeling the most productive. And Alpha Brain from Onnit is the ultimate way to get there, okay? It's a world-renowned neurotropic supplement with over 1 million bottles sold. Alpha Brain promotes cognitive functions, including memory, mental speed, and focus.
It contains amino acids and plant compounds that promote the brain's release of alpha waves, my friend, which are associated with greater creativity and productivity.
That's right.
At the same time, it supports
neurotransmitters,
which I love that word, chemicals that rely information in and from the brain.
Let me tell you something. Coffee and energy drinks, they make you jittery, which they do oftentimes because I drink too much of them. Alpha Brain is caffeine-free, which is huge. And for any reason you don't like Alpha Brain, you can get your money back. All right? They're going to give it right back to you. So trust me, try this. It's worth it. Save 10% on your order by going to onnit.com/badfriends. That's onnit.com/badfriends. This daily neurotropic promotes focus and concentration, supports cognitive function and memory, and it's great for helping you get in that flow state, baby, being in the zone.
Bespoke Post. Oh, my Lord. Oh boy, it's spring, my friend.
Spring has sprung, baby.
And you know, it's why I love spring is that I get to revamp your daily routine with Bespoke Post and their new seasonal lineup of must-have Box of Awesome collections. If you don't know what Box of Awesome is.
What is it? Tell me.
Basically what it is, you fill out a little quiz and survey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a specific box and it's in...
It's catered to me.
It's catered to you.
Wow. Have you done this for me?
Yes, I have.
Because you did it for you.
I did it for myself.
And I did it for you, and I did it for Rudy.
I never did it for you, but I did it for me.
Yeah, you did it for you, I did it. All you have to do to get started is go to boxofawesome.com, and your answers, when you take this little survey, is going to help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. And they release new boxes every month. It's actually very, very cool. I've gotten the outdoor box that I got last time included like a travel bag, a knife, which I'm a big knife guy. I love knives. And also I got
I like
a little,
the carnivore one.
Well, you like the carnivore one because you're a little meaty boy.
The American barbecue rub and the carnivore box is made by the Great American Spice Company in Rockford, Michigan. And
I love
Rockford. You know that.
Shout out Midwest, baby.
Yeah.
This is cool. The Box of Awesome is incredible. And I'm telling you, you're helping a small upcoming brand. Free to sign up. You can skip a month or cancel at any time. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
That's boxofawesome.com, code BADFRIENDS for 20% off your first box. Boxofawesome.com, code BADFRIENDS.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
You've never seen a great actor of that caliber.
Yeah.
That isn't loopy. Name one.
Right. Marlon was loopy. Yeah, the loopiest.
The loopiest.
One of the loopiest.
They used to call him Mr. Loopy when he would come to set.
Meryl Streep is the only one.
Yeah.
Who'd you say?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, we just haven't seen the truth yet.
We haven't seen the truth
yet. We haven't seen the Will Smith moment because they all have it.
Yeah.
But his snap. Meryl has done all the right things for so long. I cannot wait until somebody says the wrong thing and she whips out a tit and squirts
What's
it.
Milk?
Yeah.
This is milk, all right? All over a fucking reporter's face.
What is that?
Yeah.
That's milk. Yeah, it's milk.
Yeah, yeah. But did you see the fucking press? He goes, okay, that's the end of the press conference.
Maybe he wanted to go home. Maybe Ed was like, if I fucking freak out, I can get back to the hotel faster.
Yeah, but his energy before that was, that's what my dad used to do. It's like, was smiling.
Yeah.
Everything fine, right? Hey, Bobby, how are you? I love it. Come here. Like that kind of switch.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Every great actor does it.
But I don't want to watch it now, but anyone listening, watch The Rock bloopers. He does even more uncomfortable shit. And as a director, I would just be like, okay, we're going to call it a day. I would have just called it a day.
You can't wrap the day.
Yeah. It's the same thing that Christian Bale did when he went on that rant.
Yeah, but I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
What is that sound guy doing walking around?
Yeah.
Fancy takes the side of Christian Bale, don't you?
It is distracting.
It's remarkably distracting when you're trying to get deep in character. And you know what?
Yeah.
What the public doesn't know that we heard afterwards was they already had an interaction where Christian had asked him politely, please don't move across the shot.
Right.
Two times,
I see.
Okay, man.
Right.
Now you know it's deliberate.
Yeah.
Because you've been on set, you know.
It's a difficult job to be focused.
Everyone's trying their best.
You know what sucks though? I was on Magnum once. Not the same kind of thing, but
same sound of caliber, same caliber.
Anyway.
Magnum PI.
I was on Magnum once and I remember people talking during one of my close-ups.
It's hard.
And I wanted to do a Christian Bale, right? But I'm like, I'll get fired. There's no, I don't have the power or the providence to do it. So I just went, I'll just do it again, guys. You know what I mean? But it's like, it is rude.
It is rude.
I hate it.
Speaking of which, we've just lost... We've just lost a great man.
Who?
In acting, in the world of acting.
Who?
Well, he's not dead, but we've lost him as an actor. Bruce Willis, man.
I know. Aphasia.
Do you know what aphasia is?
No.
Aphasia is, I think it's the definition is to be looked up because I'm stupid, but you basically, your communication skills go out the window. So you can think stuff, but not say it.
It's who's like Bruce Willis?
Who's Bruce Willis? All right, let's wrap this up. Let's get the fuck out of here.
That was the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
Who's Bruce Willis?
Who's Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis. That's him. Have you seen him before?
I think he was in Fast
and the Furious.
He's in what?
You think he was in Fast and the Furious?
He's Fast and Furious?
Not
Vin Diesel. You think it's Vin Diesel?
No, not him.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that's Ludacris?
yeah.
Who do you think that is?
Who do you think that is?
I don't know. But I think he's in Fast and Furious.
Was he ever in a Fast and Furious movie?
He was.
See?
All right. You know Bruce Willis. Congratulations.
How can we not know that? I've never seen him. I don't watch all the fucking Fast and Furious. How would I know?
Yeah.
He's got a condition where he starts to be able to not aphasia. I think it's called A-P-H-S-I-A maybe.
I heard there was problems already on set or whatever where he was like.
Okay, so I told it.
What?
A guy that I don't know that well that works in our business, and who knows if this story is real. He says years ago, him and Sam Jackson were in Morocco at a release party for something.
Yeah.
And they were at this nightclub, and he's sitting at a booth, and the bass is bumping so hard, and it's so filled with people, and everyone's rummaging about. A thing fell off the wall and hit him in the fucking head.
Sam Jackson.
No, Bruce.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, and he had to be rushed to a hospital because his head sliced open his fucking head. And he says that with all of these stunts that he did amongst bashing up his body and his head is where maybe some of this could come from. I don't know if any of that's true.
Yeah.
But they do say it can come from head trauma.
Really?
That's a part of it. It says it's either from head trauma, it's hereditary head trauma, or there was another thing that could have led to it.
He also looks like he fuck like Die Hard, but he fucks hard.
So you think if he fucks so hard, his head is
right? He was like banging his head.
Well, because you know they say your head moves around in your skull, like your brain, like a football player, their brain moves.
Yeah.
So if he's fucking hard enough, his brain is bouncing inside of there.
Yeah. They should do a movie called Fuck Hard.
Well, that could be his last film.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. God bless Bruce Willis. That dude's the fucking goat.
He's a legend. I have a Bruce Willis story.
And I'm so sad that
I have a Bruce Willis story.
Give it to me.
So when I first moved to LA, this is in 97.
77?
1977.
Yeah.
No, 1997, right? Yes. I was at the Chinese Man Theater.
That's appropriate.
I'm going to let it go.
They just named it after you?
Really funny, but I'm going to let it go.
That's fine.
Okay. So,
you're at the Wong Theater. What? You're at the Wong Theater.
Okay.
Oh, am I supposed to be across the street? No, this is the Wong Theater. Bang the gong, Wong. All right, go ahead.
All right. Clip that.
Don't Shane Gillis me.
Yeah. Just clip that. But anyway, I don't know what movie I was watching, but I see two gigantic bodyguards.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon or something?
No. So anyway,
you see two gigantic bodyguards.
Can you get all the Asian jokes out of the way? Because they throw me off a little bit.
I didn't have any. That's all I had.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
Because you did the Wong. The Wong was good.
Just give me the thing.
Anyway.
Two big guys. Are they sumo wrestlers? Well...
Yeah, I like it. Right.
Go ahead.
And so, and I go, wow, there's two guys in suits. And then behind them, I see a guy with bald head. And I realize it's Bruce Willis, mm-hmm. right? And I kind of follow them because I never in my mind have been around at that time. I've never seen a celebrity before.
You're brand
well,
new.
Well, Pauly Shore. You know what I mean?
The Wiz?
I knew like comics and stuff, right?
But you've never been around a movie star.
A movie star, like a real bona fide movie star.
True movie star.
And I follow them, and there's an elevator that goes up somewhere, and they get in, Bruce gets in. And they won't let me in the elevator. I literally follow them. I stalk them, right? And I smile, and he winked at me. And then the elevator closed, and they went up. I never saw him again.
So sexy.
But I just remember going, I still remember it. You know, it was like, Wow. That was amazing.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys, because there's no star, I've seen Oscar Isaac before.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I've said hi to him and stuff like that. He didn't even look at me, but my point is I don't have that same awe anymore with people. You know what I mean?
Who could still make you feel that way? Is there a celebrity?
It has to come from an older era for
when
me.
When you were a kid.
When I was a kid, you know what I mean. So if I don't know, who anyone with you?
I think when I
De Niro.
I think De Niro probably.
De Niro.
Yeah, I think
Pacino.
If you met Pacino now, it'd be tough.
Why?
Because I think he's a little.
He's up there.
I think it'd have to be someone like that from my youth. For me, Jim Carrey, and then when he became my boss was that was very surreal.
Yeah,
I always felt like it was fake.
I ran to him last week.
Where? Malibu.
No, me and Kalila went to Keegan Michael Key's birthday party.
Oh, nice.
And Jim Carrey was there, standing there with Kevin Nealand. And when I walked in, it was a small group, maybe 60 people.
Maskless, yeah.
Yeah, but this is before I got COVID. It was a Friday.
Mm-hmm. Sure, maybe. Who knows? Yeah. But go ahead.
Ron Howard was there.
He definitely gave you COVID.
Yeah. And once I walked in, I was just like, we were already uncomfortable.
Too many famous people?
Yeah, it was just like, it's too intimate and, you know, it's just not my deal.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because it's just not my, I don't feel, if it was comics, it's one thing, but it's just like, it was just a bunch of elements. I didn't know anybody.
Yeah, but you could get to know any of them.
Right. So anyway, we walked in and Jim immediately waves to me, which makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I walk up, he shakes my hand. I go, what's up, dude? And he goes, hey, man, and Bobby Lee or whatever. And then he goes, and Kalila shakes his hand. And I just thought, God, I've always just thought he was one of the nicest guys. He's so nice.
He is. He's lovely.
But what was great is I went right to the buffet because you know what I mean?
Sounds right.
And there was another guy there kind of mumbling. It was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. This and that. And look up, it was Tony Hale. You know Tony?
I love Tony Hale.
And we hung out with him all night. I mean, he came to our table. We just hung out all night. But anyway, that was my Jim Carrey song.
I just watched a Korean drama, 2521, and I finished it today, and it was so sad, and I cried a lot.
Did you cry today?
Yeah.
Do you cry a lot?
Yeah, but I'm on my period, so maybe I'm more emotional.
Good to know.
Yeah. I had been going on a cry fest yesterday. Do you see me crying when I was watching my iPad?
No.
Yeah, well, I was.
Who were you watching?
Dude, I watch Fathers holding babies for the first time.
Oh no.
Then bursting into tears.
Oh my God.
Or I like reunion stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When a soldier comes home and sees their kid.
You want a really good cry video? Watch a guy listen to sound for the first time with cochlear implants.
I've seen that.
Do you know what that is?
Or the glasses.
Oh my God.
The color glasses.
See for the first time?
No,
they can see see for the first time?
No. Nope.
What?
Where they can see color for the first time.
Yeah. They can kind of, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's amazing.
The old man, you know what I mean, putting the glasses on. He's never seen purple.
He starts bawling. That makes you really take it, that really takes it for granted. Because look at how beautiful all these colors are and some people can't see them.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm filled with color.
I know you are and I can see you for the first time.
You see me now.
Yeah.
See me, hear
it's
me
like
now.
It's like
the sun. I am a son.
Yeah.
I'm a son. I'm a brother.
Here's another thing that I want to say to you.
Oh, okay.
Is that I really think that you and I should have way more gratitude in our lives.
I agree.
I think you hold on to anger, and I think that
don't gaslight me. Don't do that. Don't just say I hold on to anger. That's not real. I can get angry, but I don't hold on to anger.
Okay. You don't hold on to anger, but you absorb it.
And I redistribute it.
You redistribute it, right, through violence.
Correct.
Okay.
That's why I tell you I'm on Will Smith's right. side.
But what I want to say is that, when you see Undercover Boss.
What a show.
And, you know, when an employee does well.
Yeah, and they give them a check.
So, Emmanuel, what you did for me is you opened my eyes up, right? And this is you know, all the, you know, difficulties that you've gone through your life, mm-hmm. and you're still got a positive attitude on the floor, and I'm going to give you $300, right? And I'm going to contribute it to your college fund.
Oh, let me tell you, I'm about to quit this job, bitch, so I'm out.
Well, no, but Emmanuel,
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying to you is that we want you at the job.
I don't
want to
be at this motherfucker anymore. I'm not trying to work for General Mills for the rest of my life, bitch. I'm out.
But you were so great on the floor.
Yeah, bitch, because I'm high as fuck.
Well, Emmanuel, will you take the $300 and then
I mean, consider... give it to me, cat. You got cash? Is it just a check?
Well, no. Well, you know, it's we're incorporated.
Just Venmo me, bitch.
Well, we anyway. Thank
Venmo
you.
Me, bitch.
Thank you, Emmanuel.
Thank you. Whenever those undercover bosses, it is funny. They're like, "You're such a good little worker."
Yeah,
we're gonna give you $1,000.
Yeah,
and they think that's gonna like be the thing for these people. You're like,
but what I'm saying, though,
make them CEO. You want to be a real boss?
Yeah,
swap.
Yeah,
swap
you guys
want
to try it here?
What's that?
You guys want to try it here?
Yeah, I want to try it here. You're fired.
Yeah,
isn't that the right show?
But what I'm saying, though,
you're fired.
People
oh,
be,
it's a different show.
Be, you.
We need to be more grateful.
No, but you also realize that people like have real struggles and stuff, and you know, a little helps. You know what I mean? A little...
All right, so let's do this then.
Yeah,
I get barrages of messages to like fan pages or whatever that says, "Bad Friends has helped me tremendously during tough times."
Yeah.
So we want to take a second to thank everyone for listening to the show, for watching the show.
Yeah.
And if we're helping you, that means you're helping us. We're doing this together.
Yeah.
And if we need more gratitude, what do we need to do then? Do you want to set up a foundation or something?
We should do a foundation for some of our fans.
Okay.
That are maybe uglier.
So you want an ugly fan fund?
Yeah, ugly fan fund so we can get cosmetic surgeries for people.
All right, so listen up. If you are
a cliff note, what's that?
What's that? A cliff palate?
A cliff note?
No, it's a cliff note. Yeah, it's a B sharp.
A B sharp, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A diminished B sharp cliff mouth thing, right? Then we will help with the surgery.
Okay, how about this? I had a good friend who had that when we were young, by the way. And it's a serious thing, so it's not funny. How about this? If you're an ugly fan,
yeah.
If you're a UF, we're going to start a UFF, an ugly fan fund, and we're going to raise some money. I think we might need to help out old...
I want to join.
Yeah. Well,
okay. What do you need to get done?
A lot. I can swear. Where do you want to start?
My ears.
Your ears. I love your ears.
No, and my nose.
You're beautiful.
No, your ears are perfect.
You're beautiful just the way you are.
Yeah.
Okay?
What nose?
No.
You have a nose? Anyway,
let's do a real fund. A real fund for a fan. If you have something, surgery that you can't afford.
Yeah.
It'll hit us up.
I had a friend.
I'm being genuine.
Yeah. I had a friend with a cliff note.
Yeah.
And I didn't ever want him to smile.
Because you saw all of it?
No, because when people with cliff notes smile, the cliff opens up a little bit.
It's a cleft palate. Cleft.
A cleft.
Cleft?
A cleft note.
Is it a cleft note?
I don't know what it is.
You keep saying cliff notes. You know, cliff notes are like with books. The cliff notes.
Oh. I have COVID, man.
I know, yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
But why do you feel, lately, what has been hitting you about gratitude for real? Is it because when you got sick, you thought, I'm lucky that I'm alive and life is good?
I don't know. When you turn 50 and you get sober again, you know, and you just kind of look at your life and you just kind of go, you know, I should be the happiest man alive.
Are you not happy right now, Bob?
No, I'm getting there. I want to get happy, you know, and so I'm just, you know, doing different things to get there. And it's you know, I've always, and I'm sure you know, you're probably the similar, is we're always like, there's a carrot, you know, ahead of, like, we're holding a carrot and we're constantly chasing it like a horsey.
You're saying like the carrot is on our back and we're just
no, like, you know, when your horse, you put a carrot in front of the horsey and it keeps walking.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
so we're horses and the business has the carrots.
Yes. And I don't want the carrot there.
You don't want the carrot at all anymore.
Yeah. Because it's like, there's nothing. I already have it.
You already ate it.
But I'm always constantly thinking that there's a fucking carrot in front of me.
I agree.
Right?
But now what are you going to eat?
That's true. Potato.
Potato.
I'm going to put a potato in front of me. Like a baked potato, right? And constantly chase that.
That's what happens when you make a little bit of money. You just get fatter. So yeah. It went from a carrot to a carb. You went to vegetable to carb.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
But my point, though, is that, you know, we have to kind of go, this is it.
This is good.
Everything that I have is it.
This is it.
Yeah.
That's like everything is pussy. It's the same thing.
Like, I was really bummed about, like, the show that you got that I didn't get.
What show?
Beef.
Beef on Netflix, coming out hopefully this week.
Right. So, like, I was, when I first found out, and I'm open, I want to talk about it.
I'm only on 3 episodes.
Doesn't matter. Okay. I wanted it bad.
Why did you think you wanted it so bad?
Because I like Ravi a lot, and I like A24, and I like Steven and Allie, and I like the provenance of the show, and I just wanted it. And I auditioned for a couple times, and I didn't get it. It's fine. But, you know, I was bummed that, you know, no, I was happy that you got it. Congratulations. I'm happy. I'm so, you're so talented.
You're allowed to be bummed that I got it.
But I have to admit, there was, but that's where it stemmed from. Like what am I, like, I should, here's the thing. One time when I was a kid, I started doing stand-up. I started with a guy named Freddie Soto.
I know Freddie. Well, go ahead.
Okay. And he passed. One of the funniest guys I've ever seen on stage. But when we were younger, him and I did open mics together. Okay. And then a couple years down the road, he got a show. And I was living in San Diego. He was living in LA. He came down to do a show in San Diego. And he told me, I got this stand-up show. And instead of saying congratulations, I go, how'd you get that? I want to get it. And then he looked at me and he goes, no congratulations? Like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. Right? And I realized then, it's like, that's not who I want to be. That's gross.
Who do you want to be?
I just want to be happy for other people's success and just be happy with what I have. And then, like, that's it.
That's good.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes I slip into a competitive, like, where's mine kind of a fucking mentality. And I don't want to be there anymore.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So, congratulations.
Thank you. We just got picked up for a second season. Congratulations. And a third, I think.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, I'm getting a fucking phone call. Hello? No, I'm on the show and I'm off. You know, I'm only doing a couple episodes.
Yeah.
I'm really literally barely on the show. But I will say it is daunting. It's all it's literally all Korean people.
Yeah.
It's hundreds. We played basketball at a Korean church.
Yeah.
And they took a photo.
Yeah.
And it looks like I'm adopted. It's 100 Korean people and me.
Yeah.
It's weird, very
just
wild.
Just amazing that I couldn't get a Korean show. I
was a little
that they got the redheaded
I was a little shocked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, the roles were for us.
That's even more painful. It's okay. The carrot's gone. The carrot's gone. And I'm happy to be where I am. And I'm grateful that I have what I have.
How about this? The character's name is Bobby.
I know that. I read it.
The carrot is right there. Baby.
I know that, but I couldn't get it.
No, it's not that. I think it was more that... I think it's more that
I'm not a good actor.
No, it was more that you went away to rehab, which is the truth.
That is the truth.
So unfortunately, if we want to be true to the fans, it's that they know. I mean, you went away to rehab when they were doing that show, and then you...
I also lost another movie.
But you had to focus on you, dude. That was more
it
important.
It sucked, man. I had this other movie with Zooey Deschanel, and I was in rehab, and they're like, you lost it because they were shooting, and you lost
So
it.
What?
That's what I'm saying is that...
I know.
I'm calm.
Well...
I'm fucking calm. What I'm telling everyone listening, right?
Yeah.
Is that it's just everything is just meant to be and it's fine.
If it happens, it happens.
It happens. It doesn't. And it's like, I don't want to live like that anymore.
I like that.
Yeah.
You're feeling more at peace now.
I'm trying.
I like this.
You do?
I just think maybe sobriety, your age, and COVID has kind of all combined to just... level Bob out.
Maybe, yeah. It's good.
Is there anything else you want to say or admit?
Yeah, I'm so jealous of you. I want to kill you. Sometimes I want to kill you.
Well, honestly,
yeah.
You're
better than me, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, you're better than me.
No chance.
Oh. Okay.
You know, there's one thing we did talk about, me and David Cho talked about you.
Uh-huh.
Well, we talked about you all the time, actually.
Yeah.
You're kind of the point of conversation often. But he said a lot of stuff about you. A lot of it good, a lot of it bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did say to him, you know, being along, and I'm being genuine right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Being along with you for this ride and as close as we've gotten over the past couple of years. We've been friends for years, but we've gotten so close.
Yeah.
And I said, there's a side of you that he, David, or other people don't know that I do know.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Is that... beneath the things that I fucking hate about you.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch.
There's things I don't like about you as well, but just...
Just let me finish.
All right.
Do you know there's a scene in Beetlejuice?
A different movie, please.
There's a scene in Beetlejuice okay. where he's trying to dig in the fake world that Alec had made that little model.
Wait, Beetlejuice. That's the one that he didn't kill anybody on. Anyway.
And Beetlejuice was digging up the fake model, and he had to rip up all this ground. And it's very vivid in my mind because I watched a lot as a kid. And he was digging and digging and digging. And I feel that way with you. I feel like I have dug past all of the bullshit that I don't like, that I know is just you being you sometimes, you being mean to me for no reason or saying fucked up shit for no reason. And then I get down to the guts of it all. And down inside is Beetlejuice. Is my sweet little lord of the afterlife.
Yeah.
My little prince.
Uh-huh.
My little spiky, weird haired.
Yeah. Your sister's hot.
Oh, you fucking piece of shit. I should be genuine.
Yeah.
I know what I don't know that those guys is that you deep down are a super caring.
I am. What do you mean deep fragile. Down? It's on the surface. You have to go deep.
The surface is bullshit with you. It's all bullshit.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Can I say something?
You bury yourself in your phone. You disappear from conversation. You oftentimes go, blah, 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 I don't care, goodbye, and you hang up the phone on me. You're short with me sometimes. You can be rude, dismissive, mean. You can be a bully, even though you're tiny. You can be a bully. But really, what I've seen the last couple of years is a sweet, sweet, sweet little man. A sweet, caring, loving little man who just wants to be around people that love him, that respect him and enjoy him.
Mm-hmm. May I say go to you now?
Yeah, may you say go to me.
May I go to you now?
May you say go to me now.
All right, so...
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Google it.
Every time you say Google, I think you're going to say something else.
Google it. Google it.
A brand new server presented...
by Bobby. Google.